Margo and Ez for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6 on Triple
We're talking Easter this weekend because Bendigo does come alive at Easter time. The awakening of the dragon, the torchlight parade, the gala parade on Sunday, Easter egg hunts, tin rattles for the Good Friday appeal, you name it, it's happening.
Yeah, look, there is a load on, and it used to be a bit longer. We used to, a lot of people, if you speak to them, will say, oh, they should take the parade back to Monday because it originally was Monday at lunchtime and the torchlight was Sunday night and you had your whole weekend to go through all the other things, and now they've condensed it like we have everything these days, haven't we?
And the rides are in Mundy Street again, I believe.
Yes, around that area anyway.
Yep.
And obviously there's a Bull Street party. So there is a fair bit happening around the place, which is good.
If you're like me and you get FOMO and you're heading out of town this weekend, you go, oh, I just want to see the parade, but, you know, I'm going to take advantage of the 4 days. Fear not.
Fear not,
because
young soul.
You can watch both parades, the Torchlight and Sunday's Gala Parade, live as it happens on the Triple M Bendigo Facebook page. We are streaming it live for you.
superu.com.au. So how it works is that, and it's not your shaky old stuff, don't worry. When you see the quality, you'll go, oh, wow. And some great commentators too.
Great, hilarious, very good-looking commentators will be there.
Yeah, it's you and someone else apparently. No, look, and the whole idea is the fact that we used to do it a long time ago. I think it was Channel 8 in the day, and they did a great job. But it's time that we showed, exactly what's going on to the world, because it's worldwide. It's on the net.
Yeah, I'm excited to show it off to all my Brisbane friends.
Yeah, exactly.
And say,
yeah.
This is why I love where I live now.
Well, look at the hospital. I mean, you know, the hospital. You can get it on your phone. You can get it on an iPad, laptop, you name it. And, you know, some smarties can actually get it on their telly. So I don't know how they do that.
Oh,
anyway.
Yeah. Just get a Google Chrome.
Yes.
Plug it in.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Figure it out.
Yeah. But again, if you're in hospital, you can't get there. If you're elderly, it's very difficult for you to get downtown. You've got to wait. You've got to watch. I'm not taking anything away from the parade.
Oh, well, the atmosphere is if you're there.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
But again, it'll be live. And if you're looking for the link, we'll be sharing it on our Facebook page, Triple M Bendigo. So get involved.
Yeah, indeed. A couple of local sponsors looking after it as well. So thank you so much, Hybo and also TradeLink. But look, at the end of the day, it is to bring you the you know, what's happening. So, and they're local people doing this, not out of towners.
No.
So, yeah, it's all filmed by local people. Yeah, by Johnny. Johnny at VidNet. He's a good man, Johnny Power. So, look, it's going to be fun. So, we will keep you posted. All you got to do is jump on the Facebook. There's no cost, none of that. Just press the link.
There you go.
Easy. Triple M.
I've got to tell you that the footy tips, I'm concerned about it because years ago I did them and, you know, did very well. I know you won, but I used to be very competitive. Get annoyed if I missed out.
Oh, see, this is it. You worry too much about it. It's meant to be a bit of fun.
Yeah, I know that, but then you start watching every match and going and barracking for somebody, and yeah. I don't want to get that much into my footy.
See, that's exactly why I like it, because it makes me interested in every game. Like tonight, I'm on the Crows, and I really want them to beat Richmond.
Yeah, I know that, but what I'm saying is if you are not in footy tipping, you don't. You just go, oh, yeah, good win, whatever. That's cool.
Don't you want to have a bit of passion when you're watching the footy?
Yeah, I do anyway when Essendon play. But
yeah,
the
that's
thing
one
is that,
game around.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But again, I mean, if you're not winning, well, you're coming last, and everyone knows, like, oh, mate, you couldn't tip if, you know, whatever.
Then you win the wooden spoon.
Oh, who wants to
you
win
the
wooden?
You always get a little booby prize.
A little booby prize, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, what would that be? Your money back?
A wooden spoon. No, I wish you got your money back. Footy shipping's not
cheap.
You're
not even paying for it, are you?
Oh, I do another one where I do.
How dear is the one you're in?
$70. But you can win. Like last year I won $200. And you can win $10 every round if you pick the, if you get the most tips or whatever.
Ah, right,
or get
okay.
A, if you get a, what do they call it? A good round?
Pick of the round, whatever you call
if
it.
If you can get 10 out of 10 or however many there are.
Might be 9.
Yeah, that'll do it. Then you get $10. So you can kind of get your money back.
Yeah. Anyway, look, if you're in a tipping comp, you know what I want about. There's a little bit of pressure there, particularly if everyone knows and they look at your tips and go, they do it at pubs everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, and they look at your tips and you go, mate, what are you doing? Do you know anything about footy?
Pubs are clever because they get you to go in and put your tips in. So then you buy a beer while you're there, you get some food.
When I had a pub, it was a disaster. Besides that, people used to ring their tips in.
You can't do that.
Yeah, they used to. And the rule was if you did, then you'd miss two.
Oh,
so
that's good.
Two were out straight away. So you could ring them in. But
it's better to go in.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, if you're in a tipping, good luck. But again, I don't know. If I come last, don't say anything, all right? Because how about I try and come last?
It's probably harder than trying to come first.
Yeah, fair call.
Who'd you tip tonight?
I haven't even thought about it yet.
Richmond Crows.
Oh, you'd have to go it's last year's grand final. You'd have to go the Tigers.
No, Tex is back tonight.
over there or here?
I think it's here.
Yeah, right, okay.
I don't know.
Triple M.
You've set up the phones to go berserk, and they have.
That's why I'm get paid the big bucks, Cogs.
Sure you do.
look, Easter Sunday is on Sunday.
Thank you.
And we're asking the question on 13 27 10: is the Easter Bunny still traditional and bringing stacks and stacks of eggs that you eat until you're sick at like 9 a.m?
Well, that's what it's meant to be.
Or have times changed a bit, and is the Easter Bunny a little more health conscious and maybe giving a gift?
Well, in my time, there was always a few that got gifts, but I couldn't understand that because Easter Bunny is, he's not a Kmart shopper. He certainly goes and gets, he doesn't go to the clothing aisle. He might be a Kmart shopper, but he goes to the chocolate aisle.
Yeah, and I used to hate it when he didn't bring dairy milk. He bought me red tulip eggs. I'd be so devastated.
You're such a fussy person.
I know.
Seriously.
Let's go to the phones. Alison from Golden Square. Presents or chocolate?
It's a bit of both.
Is it? Oh, okay.
Come to your house, yeah. Alison.
But when my kids were little, and I'm your vintage, Coggo.
Yeah, which is old.
close to. But I had four kids, and it was winter, and they always needed pyjamas, so they always got pyjamas or nighties, yeah, you know, for winter. Plus an Easter egg. They didn't need to be loaded full of chocolates.
Yep,
and the other day, my daughter said to me, "Oh, Mum, look what I've got, the little boy." And she pulled out a couple of pairs of pyjamas. She said, "No one will do the same as what you did for us."
Cute. Passing down the tradition.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Do people still wear them? Pyjamas?
Absolutely. Yeah. My grandson does.
I love my flannos in winter.
Do you?
Love matching flannos. Nick thinks they're the most unattractive, ugly thing, and I don't care. I love them.
Yeah. And he doesn't need to be full of chocolate. He doesn't need to relate that to, you know, it's okay to have a little bit, you know, and spread it out, but. Yeah, he much prefers the clothes. He thinks it's
cool.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Hey, have a good Easter too, Alison.
Yeah, we will. We will.
See you, Alison. Let's go to Rochester.
Marty!
Marty's there.
Hello.
Marty, tell us what's going on. Is it the eggs or is it prezzies?
Well, I thought it was just the eggs until a few years ago.
Oh, what changed your mind?
Well, no, I haven't changed my mind. I'm just very disappointed, as in I haven't caught up with the generation of what happens now.
You're out of the loop.
Well, my babies are now 9, but when they were 7, went on a camping trip with some friends and stuff like that for Easter, and, you know, my kids had their Easter bunny and that, and they got really upset because the other kids got baskets with presents and bunnies in it and clothes, and I felt very... it was really sad, but how do I explain that? I go, oh, Easter bunny must have, you know... forgot or, how do you...
Well, it's
that's
a hard
awkward,
one, isn't it?
Yeah, because when kids it's compare
horrible.
And the Easter bunny's
it
given...
Is.
Yeah,
and
that's
big, and it's a big thing, you know. It's like, oh, well, hang on, Easter bunny forgot me.
Oh,
what?
That's
like,
sad.
Why?
Well, yep. When I go camping this weekend, there's some kids coming. If the Easter bunny gives them more than what I get, I won't be happy.
Go in.
That's a no-brainer.
Let's
for you.
Go to Kate. Kate, what do you reckon? Hordes and hordes of chocolate or prezzies?
No, Easter Bunny does a bit of both. So
nice.
It's generally jammies because it's change of season. And, yeah, so it's usually one egg. And it's gone from Kmart jammies to Peter Alexander jammies.
Oh,
hang on.
Rich Bunny.
Yeah.
Rich
bunny.
Easter Bunny.
I'm going to buy shares in the Easter Bunny. That's not bad.
Peter Alexander, that is the top of the tree, isn't it?
It is.
Gee, they're expensive too. No, nothing wrong with the Kmart jobbies. They go right.
They do. I love Kmart plenty jammies.
I might
good
come for a sleepover Saturday night because I want to wake up at your place Sunday.
Coggo and Ez for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6 on Triple M.